Sorrow may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Dr. Tony Evans says God is not only ready to change the way we live, but the way we feel.
If the Lord is your shepherd, he will meet your emotional needs.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. We may not know your name, but here at The Alternative, we've been praying especially hard for you this holiday season. Maybe your home has been consumed by a wildfire or other natural disaster. Maybe your marriage and family have been threatened by issues you can't seem to solve. Or maybe you're just tangled up with fear and frustration. Dr. Evans wants you to know that when your emotions are turned inside out, God is ready to meet you in your pain. He has a very special message today that talks about how the Lord cares for our emotional needs. Let's join him.
We're studying the 23rd Psalm, and the thesis of this psalm is very simple. If the Lord is your shepherd, he can meet all of your needs. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When God's people come to understand that he's more than enough, and that's more than an ocean, then you will come to experience him because you will have confidence in him. David is looking at God in his old occupation through the eyes of what he used to be before he became king. He was a shepherd. And he simply is saying, what I was to my sheep, God is to me. He is my shepherd. And the job of a shepherd was to look after the well-being of his sheep. The first thing we saw was that if the Lord is your shepherd, he will meet your spiritual needs. He will restore your soul. We saw that if the Lord is your shepherd, he will meet your directional needs because he'll lead you in the right path. But remember now, he won't lead you in the right path until he's restored your soul. And he can't restore your soul until he makes you lie down. So he forces you into a place of dependency so that he can become your quick picker-upper and restore your soul so that he can now lead you in paths that are right. Today we're going to discover, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, verse 4 says. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Here we find David, who is in this situation a sheep, finding himself in emotional turmoil. He's in a valley. It's a valley with a shadow. And it's a devastating valley because everywhere he looks, he sees nothing but death. So insecure and unstable has this valley made him feel that he is afraid. His emotional well-being has been disturbed. Now, before we get going, let's make it clear. When the Lord leads you to paths that are right, it means from time to time you have to get there going through a valley. Don't think because you're in a valley, God's not leading you. If he's restored your soul, then he's guiding your path. But when he guides your path, some of the paths have to go through valleys. One has only to read the Psalms to look at all the emotional valleys David faced. When you read the Psalms, he's scared one time, afraid one time. Psalm 42 is discouraged another time. He's facing one roller coaster emotional scenario after another. It's common to the human race. And I don't care how spiritual you are, you're going to hit a valley. I don't care how much you love Jesus, you're going to hit a valley. I don't care how much Bible you read, you're going to hit a valley. And I don't care how much Holy Ghost you got, you're going to hit a valley. So let's get something straight. I am not saying if the Lord is your shepherd, you won't hit a valley. Because this psalm is not saying that. In fact, this valley is coming after the Lord is leading him in the paths that are right. The issue on the table is, what do you do when you hit a valley? When your heart beats faster and faster and you sweat and you're full of panic and chills because of the emotional pain that you're going through, especially when you feel it, when you think the Lord is leading you. Because the question comes then, if the Lord is leading me, why am I in a valley? And if the Lord is leading me, why am I feeling this bad in a valley? It's amazing the things we go to hide our emotional pain. We don't want anybody to know it. After all, they think we're close to God. We hide it. We go to sleep to hope we can sleep it off and things will be different when we wake up. Our emotional pain is often like frostbite, creating paralyzing icicles on our soul that's shredding our very inner being. And then we go to these things to fix the emotional distress only to discover they may camouflage it for a while, but they don't really address it. A few weeks ago, I told the folks on Wednesday night about this lady who was depressed, discouraged because her husband had died. So she wanted some company. She had to get some company. She couldn't take the loneliness and being alone. And so she thought she would go get a pet. She went to the pet store and her eyes were taken by this one particular parakeet. And what grabbed her was the parakeet's ability to talk. This was a fluent parakeet. She thought, this is the solution to my problem of loneliness. I will never have to be lonely again because I have somebody at least who will talk to me. She took the parakeet home and set it in its cage and spoke to it, but it wouldn't speak back. This happened for a week. So she went back to the proprietor and said, I can't get the parakeet to talk. Or he said, oh, you need to buy a mirror so that the parakeet can see itself and that will inspire it to talk. Oh, she said, okay. She bought the mirror, brought it and set it in front of the parakeet, started talking. Parakeet said nothing. She went on with this for a week. Still nothing. She went back to the store. He said, oh, I'm sorry. You need a swing. The parakeet needs to be swinging back and forth, and it's in that motion, looking at itself in the mirror, that it is stimulated to talk. She said, okay, give me the swing. She put the swing in the cage. The parakeet got on it, swung back and forth. She spoke to it, but it wouldn't speak back. This went on for another week. She's frustrated now. She says, I bought the mirror. I bought the swing. It's still not talking. He said, I am so sorry. You need to have a ladder. The parakeet needs a ladder so it can walk up and down, and that movement will stimulate it to talk. She said, okay, it's better work. She bought the ladder, put it in the cage. Parakeet walked up and down. She talked. It wouldn't speak. At the end now of this fourth week with the parakeet falls over dead. Of course, she is now fuming with anger. She goes back to the proprietor and says, my parakeet is dead. I bought this parakeet to talk to me, and it's dead. The proprietor said, I don't understand. I can't figure out why this parakeet died. You had the swing. You had the mirror. You had the ladder. You had everything. Did the parakeet say anything before he died? She said, yes. While he was falling over dead, he looked up at me and said, don't they sell any food at that store? Trying to address emotional discouragement can make you go to places you ought not go, do things you ought not do. Saturday night, the clubs are filled with sad people trying to be happy. Sad people looking for love in the wrong places. Sad people who camouflage their sadness with great music and a festive atmosphere, hoping not to go home alone. An attempt to meet an emotional need. What is the environment in which this need expresses itself? He says this need and his emotional need was fear. Was due to the fact he was located in a valley. Not any valley. It was the valley of the shadows. He says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow. Don't misread that. He does not say, though I walk through death. He says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. His problem was a problem with shadows. Let me explain. Often when David was a shepherd, he would lead his sheep around the Judean hills. And many of those hills were between paths that we would call valleys today. At the right time of day, those high mountains would block out the flow of the sun so that there would be a shadow over the valley. It wasn't night, but it could appear like it was being dusk because there was a shadow because the hill was blocking out the sun, casting a shadow over the valley or path that the sheep was walking down. Now, remember what I told you about sheep. We're talking about mega dumb here. We're talking about as dumb as you can possibly get. So the dumb sheep thinks when it sees the shadow that it's nighttime. And because the sheep thinks it's nighttime, it's afraid. Because sheep are terrified at night. The reason that sheep are terrified at night is that's when the foxes, hyenas, and other prey come out to look for sheep. So the sheep is insecure when it sees the shadow, even though it's 12 o'clock noon, because it looks like night. David says, sometimes in my life, the hills are blocking out the sun. I can't see a solution. I can't see an exit sign. I can't see victory. I can't see help. I can't see, all I see are shadows, and to me it looks like death. To me it looks like a hopeless situation, and so I am an emotional wreck. It looks like I'm caught. I got a mountain over here, I got a mountain over here, and I'm in the valley in between. In other words, sometimes I look like I'm in a trap.
When Dr. Evans comes back in just a moment, he'll talk about how to get out of that trap you're in. Right now, though, he's here to share a word with us. Dr. Evans?
I want to come to you personally today to ask you to consider a special year-end gift to the Ministry of the Urban Alternative. Your generosity will help us to keep not only our broadcast going, but will also help us in the other aspect of our ministry, training people how to be kingdom-minded as individuals, as families, to develop church leaders, and also impact communities through our social outreach, the National Church Adopt a School Initiative. All of these combine to make up the Ministry of the Urban Alternative, and your generous support will help us to not only keep them going, but make them stronger. In a world that is having all kinds of challenges, God's perspective needs to be brought to bear, and graphically so. We're committed to doing that if we have the help and support to get it done. Thank you for standing with us, especially during this holiday season, and may you be greatly blessed for your kindness to us.
And if you can help us out during this holiday season with a year-end contribution of any amount, we'd like to send you the new 20-message compilation we're presenting on the air right now, The Best of Tony Evans 2018. It's our way of saying thanks for your investment in us, which enables us to continue investing in you. It's more important than ever that we hear from you this holiday season so we can end the year in the black and start off 2019 with all of our outreaches going strong. Please visit us at TonyEvans.org, make whatever contribution God leads you to make, and let us send you your own copy of The Best of Tony Evans 2018. That's TonyEvans.org. Or call us at 1-800-800-3222. Our resource center is open 24/7. I'll repeat all that information for you later, but right now let's get back to today's lesson.
You ever felt trapped? Trapped in a situation you couldn't get out of, trapped in a problem you couldn't fix, trapped with a diagnosis that causes you to tremble. You feel trapped. You look north, there is no exit. You look south, there is no exit. You look east, there is no exit. You look west, there is no exit. And all you see is shadows. And everywhere you look, It's death. You're aching. Your heart's palpitating. You are trembling because this valley has given you the impression that there is darkness and you can't see God. What do you do when you are in emotional turmoil? What do you do when fear has gripped you like a vice? What do you do when depression rules your life, either keeping you up or forcing you to sleep to forget about it? What do you do when all hope seems lost and you want to throw in the towel? What do you do before suicide becomes an option? What do you do before you chuck it all in? David says, even though I walk through the valley. Please notice how he's getting through the valley. He's walking. If you're in a valley, keep going. I know you're tired. You better keep walking. I know you want to sit down and rest. I know you want a sleeping pill. You keep going. Why should I keep going when I am terrified? Because thou art with me. The answer to emotional discomfort that you can't fix and nobody else can help you fix is to focus on the presence of God. When you're in the valley and nothing you do can get you out, that is a gift of God. I know your question. What kind of gift is that? Whenever God puts you in a situation where no human solution is available to take you out of it, that is God saying to you, on this occasion, in this problem, creating this emotional disturbance, I want you to discover me again for the first time. I want you to experience me as you have never experienced me before. I want you to know that I am with you. Although I walk, I keep going through valleys of discouragement and in particular fear, I'm not going to be afraid because I'm going to look to your presence. I'm going to place my eyes by faith on the fact that you are there whether I feel it or not. Don't settle for anything or anybody less. Don't go weeks at a time without hotly pursuing him. Because what he's done is kept the discouragement or the fear there for you to discover what it's like in the darkness when he becomes the light. If your smoke detector goes off when you go home, don't take your hammer and hit it. When your emotions go off, don't start banging the signal. Go look for the Lord. Because the reason he let it go off is he wanted you to look for him. The reason he let it go off is he wanted you to focus on discovering him. He wants to take you deeper, so he gives you the gift of distress so that you discover him again. Often, sheep going to eat berries, their fur or coat would get caught on thorns. The shepherd would take the staff and reach in, hook it around the sheep's neck, and wiggle him out of being caught. Some of us are in emotional turmoil because we've gotten stuck in a situation maybe we shouldn't have been in. We can't get out. The staff was designed to catch you when you messed up. The staff was designed to reach into your caughtness and stuckness and wiggle you out of it. I wish I could preach a sermon that if you just trust God, he's going to swoop down and whisk you out the valley. I wish I could tell you that if you just pray to God, you're going to get a husband tomorrow. I wish I could just tell you if you just pray to God, you're going to get doubling of your salary tomorrow. I wish I could tell you if you just talk to God, your physical ailments are going to disappear. But I can't promise that, and I would be lying to make such a promise. And anybody who does promise it is lying too. There is a valley that God calls us to walk through. But what I can promise you in the valley of the shadow is you don't have to walk through alone. What I can promise you in the valley of the shadow is that God will be with you. The Bible says perfect love casts out fear. if fear has squelched you, then you go into God's presence with that fear and let the Holy Spirit shed the love of God abroad in your heart. The Bible says, look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. And if you will cast your eyes on Jesus Christ, he will meet you where you are. So you keep walking. You don't throw in the towel. You don't say, I can't make it, because God will make it with you. You don't walk this road alone. God is going to be with you through the dark times. Sorrow may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. God knows your pain. He knows your ache, but the shepherd wants you to know, if the Lord is your shepherd, he will meet your emotional needs. My favorite group was depressed. They were depressed because things were not working out. But then they broke out with my favorite song. David Ruffin said, I got sunshine on a cloudy day. He said, when it's cold outside, I got the month of May. Now, he knew you would ask, how could that be? So he raised the question for you. I guess you say, what could possibly make me in this situation feel this way? I'm here to tell you, you can have sunshine on a cloudy day. And if it's cold in your life, you can still have the month of May. Now, I guess you say, what could possibly make you feel this way? My God. I'm talking about my God. You don't need no money, fortune, or fame. You've got all the riches one man or woman could claim. I guess you say, what could make me feel this way? My God. I'm talking about my God. He'll meet you in your emotional distress, give you new hope, new joy, and a new future. He's able to meet you right where you are.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with a closing prayer just for you if you're going through hard times. But if you haven't met God yet, if you've never taken the step of asking Jesus Christ to be your personal sin bearer and guarantee you a place in heaven for eternity, take a few minutes to visit TonyEvans.org today. When you click the menu button at the top, you'll see a link that simply says Jesus. There, Dr. Evans will tell you all about what it means to be a Christian and walk you through everything you need to know to start your brand new life. For the rest of us, don't forget to request your copy of our featured message collection, The Best of Tony Evans 2018. As I mentioned earlier, when you support Tony's ministry with a contribution of any size, you'll get all 20 messages in this set as our gift. Just drop by TonyEvans.org, where you can get all the details and make your donation online. It's also a great place to go for life-changing Christmas gifts or to find out how you can read through the Bible with Tony on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Again, that's TonyEvans.org, or reach out to our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our team members help you. Most of us know that God has the power to deliver us, but when we're caught in some difficult situation or circumstance, we sometimes wonder if he'll actually do it. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans talks about how we can develop the faith we need to feel confident. Right now, though, he's back with these final thoughts for us.
With all the celebration that takes place around Christmas, we know it's also a time of great hurt for many. It's the time when maybe loved ones are missing, or maybe the pain of life has overwhelmed you. And we don't want to be so busy in our program that we forget to pray for those who are hurting. So if that's you right now, I'm going to pray with you in mind. Father, I just pray for those who are hurting this holiday season, and that you will do something, say something, or bring someone into their sphere to let them know that their God has not forgotten them. Bless them richly in spite of how they feel. Override it with your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.